"That can't be true," I said out loud. There I was on the telephone call. Okay, pause. While some of you judge me for utilizing the main function of a phone, talking on it, I'll give you a moment to process that. Welcome. This is Minding AI Ethics Podcast, a conversation starter on ethical and human factors. I am Renise from MindingAIEthics.com. Now back to the episode. The main reason for the phone call doesn't really matter. I just had to make the call. I was informed AI would be used to assist me through the main menu. As I navigated to the category I needed assistance with via the AI system, it became obvious that there was an issue. The AI system asked what documents I needed help with. When I named the document, the AI system asked for a document name. So I repeated the document name again and ensured I was enunciating my words. After a third attempt, the AI system spat me back to the main menu. Then I became determined, because I did not make a phone call for this. I decided to try a different document name, and to my surprise, the AI system did not know what I was talking about. Interesting, I said, because I looked at the government agency website to ensure I was using the right document name and or order of words. So after a few different document names and the document name I actually called in about, it became evident that the AI system was not set up in the category I needed assistance with. After a few more attempts, there I was, sitting on the telephone, realizing a government agency actually connected, at best, a partially trained AI system to the public. And that's based on my benefit of the doubt, because in the worst case scenario, it was a completely untrained AI system. Frustratingly, it was evident that the system wasn't even trained on their website, the bare minimum for an MVP in tech standards. The technology had failed or malfunctioned, and the root problem, I was told that AI would help me. Instead, I got no assistance, not even a human one. Food for thought. You cannot shoe a running horse. The telephone, for instance, was originally a tool used to transmit a conversation in real time. Now we utilize phones in a plethora of ways, far surpassing its original function and with more tools integrated. Similarly, other electronics, tools, and new technologies have a primary function and features we utilize for a completed end. Think about how technology helps you in your day-to-day life. Has technology changed your daily tasks for the better? Consider technology integrated for efficiency in your work task. In what ways is it helpful or creates integrated human problems? How has technology tools or your personal device made a process or your personal life easier? In what ways? Like the tool predecessors to computers, phones, and now AI, tools are embraced and appreciated when helpful and efficient, and underutilized, avoided, shunned when useless. In the case of harmful tooling, reputation loss, regulatory issues, fines, lawsuits, and even death can result from a bad tool. Consider technology integrated for efficiency in your work task. In what ways is it helpful or integrated problems? Interestingly, customer service seems to be the most technologically automated and AI-used case category. Curious observation. When do we normalize bad customer service tooling and systems as a society? I'm sure you've had an experience or two that made you upset. Some of you will recall when society at large learned to press zero to bypass a frustrating system to be able to speak to a person. I genuinely don't think it is done in bad faith to avoid customers or because companies don't think it is important. However, it is hard to decipher if the reason for this issue has to do with an avoidance of human factors in technology development, like during the technology design phase, or a lack of customer support liaison in those stages, for example. Understandably, one of the hardest aspects of technology is to maintain customer relationships. However, it appears that technology is being developed without considering who the problem is being solved for. People. Simply put, the decline of providing well-thought-out customer process systems to cherished and loyal customers is part of our AI development problem. In the excitement of our technological advancements, it is critical that humane use, ethical standards, and data quality are integrated in its development. A simple reason is human value. You are extremely valuable and important. There is no one on the planet like you. Technology can be replicated and duplicated. Humans are not. Even without the cloning bans in some countries and human ethical disagreements in others, among many reasons, our individuality, uniqueness, and differences among all species must be preserved. In the same ethos of human regard, technology should be subservient to human beings and not the other way around. Human beings are greater than the tools and technologies we create. And if we can't agree on that, we definitely have a bigger problem. And regardless of how we got to this point, we have an opportunity to pivot to humane and ethical technological development for the greater good. And if your opinion differs from me, well, we'll talk about it next episode. Liked this episode? Tell someone and subscribe. Want to continue the conversation? Share this podcast and/or follow Minding AI Ethics on social media platforms. Until next time, think ethically.